I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our mini-sode. It's all about the delightful and delicious and wonderful things that make our homes just where we want to be. We were talking about fighting this week, Marjorie. Fighting with your partner, fighting with your lover.
Oh,
the good, the
God.
Bad, and the ugly. And you know what? We had some real talk about how we behave in fights and maybe how we can get better in fights to make our relationships better. And then there are the things that you can do to sort of heal from the fight. And I think, you know, at the core of a lot of fights is not feeling connected to that person.
100%.
If you don't feel connected to the person that you're with, if you feel like you're kind of out on your own, or you feel like you're not really sure where you stand, there gets some insecurity, which leads to anxiety, which leads to more likely to jump on each other in terms of a fight, not jump on each other in terms of a hello lover sort of a situation.
We're all so busy. It's the connection that we need to care for.
Yeah, it totally is. So we were thinking about like romantic movies, romantic things that you can do together or just surround yourself with so that you're kind of in that like zone of connection, of feeling connected and love.
Yeah.
Versus wanting to fight.
Yes.
So, okay, so I have a couple of ideas.
Versus wanting to slam the door and leave.
Yes. Okay, so I have a couple of ideas. One involves going out and doing something specific when you go out together. And then one is a movie that you can watch together and how you should watch it together. Okay.
All right.
Got it.
I like the how you should watch it
together. I know. Okay. So, number one, I think this is the most fun kind of date thing that Jay and I did recently that I felt so connected to him and we had such a great time and it was an expensive dinner, but we've been like living off the love and the joy of this for a couple of months now. We went to this fabulous restaurant that is relatively new in the Twin Cities. If you're in St. Paul, it's called In Bloom.
Hmm.
It's so good. It's in the Keg and Case Market, which is on West 7th in St. Paul. It's just outstanding. It's so good. They cook everything, Marjorie, over a wood fire.
Oh.
The entire kitchen is open and then it's all wood fire. So right there, I just feel like the romance.
Right.
But Jay and I decided to go to dinner there and we had a babysitter and we're like, we're going to just see if we can get a table and kind of see what we can do. Well, we ended up scooting in and there were no tables for like 2 hours, but two people got up and left the bar right as we walked in. So we scooted right into their spots and we sat and had dinner at the bar. And if you have little children, you never get to sit at the bar, folks, because you're in high chairs with them. And if you go out with other people, you are not at the bar. There's something like so lovely about sitting at the bar. It's totally intimate. Sitting right next to each other, it really encourages you to share food. You kind of have like this little chat with the bartender about like what will make your experience more special and more fun. And you're sitting, you know, you're right next to each other. You're kind of squished up together. You can like intimately talk to each other.
You have to kind of lean in.
Right. Sure. And it was like so romantic and so wonderful and so fun. And I felt like it was like totally luxurious, where a lot of people would think like, oh, do you want to wait for a table? Or you can just, as like the consolation prize, sit at the bar. I encourage you to sit at the bar. Like, sit
that.
At the bar with your lover like you did when you were dating and you just went to the bar and had a drink.
You're making me uncomfortable. You keep saying lover.
Lover. Woohoo. It was just really fabulous and really like fun. And it just kind of, I think it brought us back to that place of being really connected. And, you know, you can kind of like hold hands. You're just like a little bit closer to each other. It's just really special. So,
you know, the whole thing is sexy.
Totally.
It's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's great.
Like, I'll meet you at the bar. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's my idea for finding that connection and going out, which kind of feels like you're in a romantic comedy, which I know you love, Marjorie, right?
I do.
And then another, as far as a movie goes, that I think just was really romantic, even though it was quite tragic, but aren't so many romances tragic? Jay and I watched recently and we just had great bourbon. You know, I'm so into bourbon right now. So we had bourbon.
Yes.
With
what bourbon are you drinking?
Bitters and good. I've got this like Todd something. I don't know. It's a local one. I got to find it because
okay,
I just am drinking whatever. But we also love to drink whiskey. Like we love Templeton Rye is a
okay.
great one. So we like that too. So just drink that over some ice and just have like a really nice cocktail. And then we watched A Star Is Born. Have you seen
Tell
A Star Is Born
that.
Yet?
I have.
And I thought it was super romantic, even though it was okay. tragic and sad.
Yes,
and it felt really
no,
intense.
There. Did you watch the, have you ever, you were watching the Bradley Cooper?
The Bradley Cooper Lady Gaga one, yes. Not okay. the Barbara Streisand one, yes.
Have you watched the Barbara Streisand
no.
Chris Christopherson?
No, I've never seen
ever?
It. Ever? No.
Okay, I'm going to give you an assignment. This What's is a that? Love assignment. Watch that one. It's not the original because there were two before that one. Watch the Barbra Streisand, Kris Kristofferson. Talk about romance and intensity.
There you go.
And sexy. That one's great.
I just felt like there was something my husband said after we watched the movie, because he was just like, wow, that was intense. He said, music makes me really emotional. Like, music makes him emotional and really. And so I think when you're looking at like your partner, finding the things that like really, I don't know, just kind of like get you in touch with that side. Yeah. And start to think about like your emotions and how you feel about the person that you're with and all of that. So I think just like having some music, cozying up on the couch, having a little bourbon, which did feel kind of weird because there was like a whole alcoholism thing in the movie, but you
it's
know,
okay.
whatever.
It's a big part of
it. And then,
okay.
yes, and we had a fire making Aww. Like movie night at home, Super, you know, put the kids to bed. Like, I'll get the last one to bed. A lot of times I'll go like, okay, I'll get Bernie down. She's the last one. And then you get the fire going and then I'll pop down and pour the bourbon on my way. You know, it's like kind of that little team effort to like set up a date night versus like, what should we watch? Let's just throw something on.
You have to promise me you'll watch the Barbra Streisand, Kris Kristofferson
version. I will.
Kris Kristofferson, swear to God, in the day, so sexy.
That's great.
Sexier, although I thought Bradley Cooper was pretty sexy in this one. he was definitely channeling a little bit of Kris Kristofferson. Okay, so if we're going to talk about sexy movies, now I'll just, full disclosure, I am 100% sure I could not get my husband to sit down and watch two of these movies.
Oh, great.
Because they are so sappy.
Yeah,
he
couldn't take
it. And so both of them had like under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm just telling you all that.
All right, what do you
but
got?
I love a sappy love story. Have you ever seen the movie Serendipity?
Yes.
I love that movie. I love that movie. And when we were talking about movies, these are the movies that I would watch if I'm feeling disconnected to make me want to get connected again. These are the movies that I would watch to say, you can love again.
Yes.
You can be connected to somebody. Love is good.
There's hope.
There's hope. I actually said to my husband yesterday, I was talking to him, I'm like, you know, what movie would you want to watch like after we've had a fight and you want to love me again? And he literally said, but I'm never not in love with you.
Oh, good job, Ian. Well played.
I know.
And again, checkmate.
I know. And I'm like, I just said, you're so not a girl. You're just so not a girl. One Day. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, what's that?
Oh, Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgess. Anne Hathaway doing a pretty decent British accent. It was a huge, One Day was a huge bestseller. Big, big, big book. And in England, such a huge book in England. And when they cast Anne Hathaway as the lead, people were pissed.
Ooh.
But it's all about, I'm not going to tell you anything because there's some tragedy. There's some tragedy, but it's a love story that takes 20 years to happen.
Okay.
It's pretty good. That one's pretty romantic.
Great.
Even though that gets under 50% on to me.
All the good ones do, though. That's
okay,
just
have you
how
watched,
it is.
Have you watched The Big Sick?
No, what's that?
Oh, geez. Now this one, get the bourbon, light up the fire. This one I would encourage you to watch with Jay. It's such a sweet story about, I'm going to say this actor's name, and I wish I could remember what he was from. Kumail Nanjiani, I think is how you pronounce his name, and Zoe Kazan, star in the movie. He's a Pakistani actor.
Oh, yeah.
He's American, but he's of Pakistani descent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, he and his wife wrote the screenplay. And it's all about how difficult their relationship was because they were coming from different cultures.
Oh, yeah.
And his parents' expectation that he would that he would be part of an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, just I'm an American kid. And he's like, that really doesn't work for me. But it's so interesting. It's so interesting. And it's just it's a great, great movie. That one's just, that's a good in front of the fire kind of movie.
It was one of the most acclaimed films of 2017. How did I miss that? You know what happened? I had a baby that year, so I missed everything.
I'm telling you, those years are just
the
wiped
years
away.
Are gone. I know. 2015 and 2017, totally gone.
Rent that one.
I like
rent
it.
That one.
That's really fun. Good anyway. Little nest. Make your nest happy. And the theme too, bourbon makes things better.
That will be on our t-shirt.
Bourbon makes things better.
Best of the nest.
I love
it.
All right. Bourbon makes things better. I'm writing that down. If you are enjoying this podcast, like we are, we hope you are, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with a friend. And if you're super motivated, you can give us a review on iTunes on the podcast section there. Music409 wrote to us, can't help but be joyful when listening to you too. One of my favorite podcasts. Thank you.
I know. So sweet. And please keep reaching out to us. You can find us both on Instagram at Best of the Nest or at E. Liz Reese or at It's Me Marjorie1. And of course, we're both on Twitter and Facebook at Best to the Nest. Thank you, everybody.
See you next time.